Now, the growing scandal of sex assaults in the military. On Capitol Hill today, the House votes on a defense spending bill that includes changes in how the military deals with allegations of sex assault. The measures, sponsored by Massachusetts Congresswoman Nikki Tsongas, require anyone found guilty of sex assault to be dismissed or dishonorably discharged. The legislation also removes a commander's ability to change or dismiss most convictions. It comes as another chapter in the scandal comes out, as a retired officer who handled sex assault claims for a unit of the New York National Guard says service members accused of abuse were promoted instead of punished. We asked Congresswoman Tsongas to the program this morning to talk about her legislation. Nikki Tsongas, good morning, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob. Glad to be with you.
Congresswoman, tell us about the provisions in the bill and how you think they'll affect the incidence of sex assaults in the military.
Well, the most important provision in this year's defense bill that's coming out of the House today is that it takes an unprecedented step to address the powers of a commander. In this bill is language that would say that a commander can no longer have the authority to overturn a jury decision, and that any questions about that jury decision have to go through the appellate process. A commander no longer has the authority to step in and change that decision. What's really important about this is it's a first step, a real consequential action in reforming the power of a military commander. It was done in a bipartisan way, and I think it's indicative of all the focus that has been put on the powers of the commander within the military.
You just called it a first step. Does it go far enough?
I think it's a beginning. You know, this problem has been is so pervasive, is so much a part of the culture of the military. So I believe it's a beginning. It is not the end. But what is important about it is it has been decades since we in Congress have taken action to constrain the powers of a commander, and it reflects very much all the questions swirling around the commander's authority.
Some of the provisions in the House plan have been stripped out of the Senate version of the defense spending bill. Notably, the Senate version keeps the prosecution of sex assault cases within the military chain of command, which is a provision that the military wants. What do you think of that?
You know, I have never ruled that provision in or never ruled it out. That has to do with sort of the gatekeeping function that a commander has. They make the decision whether or not to pursue charges, whether or not to take the allegations seriously. And altogether, too often, we have seen commanders sort of turn their back on that, sort of try to sweep it under the rug. They're conflicted. They're often overseeing both the assailant and the survivor. And so all too often, charges are not pressed and cases do not go forward. But there are other questions about a commander's authority as well. So, for example, if a commander makes a decision to pursue a court-martial, they have the power to choose a jury. There is an independent panel that was authorized last year that is going to take a look at all of these issues and come forward with recommendations, because there are a lot of questions around the appropriateness of the commander's powers.
Are you worried the Senate version of this bill might be the preferred version by lawmakers? And what are you going to do to stop that from happening, if you are?
Well, I think you have to look. The House set the bar here. The House, this bill was passed unanimously out of the Armed Services Committee. Virtually every Republican voted for this bill. And I think that is a strong statement that, at the very least, commanders can no longer have the authority to overturn a jury verdict. Also in this bill is language that would say that anybody convicted of an assault or an attempted assault will be dishonorably discharged. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
You know, we hear about the new allegations this morning coming out of Albany and the New York State Air National Guard. Do you think passage of these provisions on Capitol Hill by Congress is going to lead to more disclosure, more people, more women coming forward?
I think the more we have a public discussion about this, the more willing survivors or those who are part of the chain of command and who have had a lot of questions, struggle with this issue, are going to be willing to come forward. And we need to hear their stories. It is what motivates us.
Massachusetts Congresswoman Nikki Tsongas, thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bob. It's good to talk with you.